I mean, these guys that are working in the laboratories are unpicking, you know, parts of the puzzle every single day. The fight that's being fought is one that we're gradually winning. It just takes a long time. It's kind of, you know, like a war of attrition, as it were. We're breaking down this disease and gradually working out what it is and how it does what it does. But, yeah, there are lifestyle changes that simply we can employ which will help us to avoid certain instances of cancer. We know the ones, you know, not smoking, eating healthily, don't get sunburn, that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the celebrity side of this, because I think this is becoming the growing side of what you've been doing. You certainly, I mean, you've got a big online following anyway, and it seems now you've managed to get some quite high-profile supporters. Just have a listen to this.
Still trying to find Wallace. I've got no idea where he is. Have you seen him?
Nah, man. Where's Wallace?
Just in case you don't know, that's British boxer David Hay. Wow.
Yeah, that was David Hay, yeah. And that was on a Sunday. That was my mate Joel. He went shopping in Homebase just to go and pick up some Christmas tree decorations, and David Hay was doing the same, and he bumped into him. I know, you don't think of it like that, do you? David Hay, even he wants baubles on his Christmas tree.
Amazing. I love that. Love that. Here's another one. Right, have a listen to this.
So I'm Evan Davis, presenter of Dragon's Den, and where is Wallace? Where is he? Goodness.
So there you've got Evan Davis as well.
Yeah, Evan
and
Davis.
You've had Pixie Lott, haven't you?
Yeah.
And Pixie Gary Lott. Newman.
And that was where it all started, with Gary Newman. That was in Nottingham, actually. A good pal of mine, David Baird, he's a photographer at Rock City. And he sent me an email one day saying, oh, I've got a video for you. And he bunged it through to me. And there he was, Gary Newman, backstage, saying, where's Wallace? And that's kind of how it started. From there, we had an idea that we wanted people to come up with the most creative way that they could of saying, where's Wallace, to camera. And then it turned into a competition for people now to find the most famous person they can.
Well, you've gone for the pretty much most famous person ever, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I kind of got bored the other day and wrote a cheeky email to Barack Obama. But that was off the back of a request sort of from my followers. I put the question out there on Facebook, if we could get anybody to say it, who would it be? And more than a few people said Barack Obama. So I thought, well, there's no harm in asking, is there? Well, drop him a line, went on the White House website, found a form to fill in and sent him a couple of suggestions or requests as to ways that he might be able to lend his help to the cause. I don't know if he's going to get back to me, Andy, or not. He's probably pretty busy.
Well, that's what I was dying to know. Has he got back to you yet? Obviously not.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. But fingers crossed, you know, he might find time between whatever it is that he does all over the world.
Okay, so, well, I can tell you, we have been in touch with the US Embassy in London on your behalf.
Really?
We have.
Fantastic.
And they said that they would also try to support you via social media. So I don't know if that means you're one step closer to Obama, or if that's just a fob-off, really.
Well, but either that, or I'm now on some sort of list for the CIA. Cheers, Andy.
If you've seen Men in Black following you, worry.